I think the most patient person of the year award goes to MLA, Nicola Mallon. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Thanks very much for staying with us with the problem with the phones this morning. But it's all sorted now, and we're talking about the mistakes in paying of benefits, and it's possible that up to 8,000 claimants have been underpaid. Just remind us of how you got to the bottom of this, Nicola.
Well, I first became really concerned after an audit office report in England. It revealed that because of an administrative error, some 70,000 claimants possibly had been underpaid. So I immediately wrote to the Department for Communities to ask them to outline if claimants here were affected, and if so, how many and by how much. And I was genuinely shocked yesterday at when the response finally came through to say that by their own estimation, over 8,000 claimants of Employment and Support Alliance have been affected, and the average arrears is £3,000 per claimant. So, Frank, we're talking about £24 million in benefits that should have been paid to vulnerable people with disabilities and who are in ill health, and it was never paid to them due to an administrative error. It's absolutely scandalous.
And how long have they been missing out on this money?
Well, it seems though details have yet to fully emerge, but from what I have been able to ascertain from the department, it was from a period of 2011 to 2014.
And can they expect a cheque in the post, or is it not as simple as that?
Well, that's the issue that I now have with the department. I've asked them to urgently identify all claimants, immediately make contact with them and reimburse them as a matter of urgency. They've told me that they have set up a specialist team to review and look at all cases. But what they have said is that they're working to a timeline where they expect that review and all of that work to be completed by April, but April 2019, April next year.
Would people have noticed the shortfall in the money?
Most likely not, Frank, because what happened was this was a group of people who were migrating across. And they should have been informed that they were possibly entitled to additional premiums. They were never advised of that, so they probably are most likely unaware that they should have been receiving more than they actually were.
And what's your advice?
But it's important, Frank, to remember, ESA is for people who cannot work or are restricted from working because of disability or chronic ill health. This is a very vulnerable group who are already struggling to make ends meet. And here we find out that because of a huge blunder that was only unearthed in Northern Ireland because the SDLP was pushing it, that they've lost out to the tune of £24 million. Just imagine what they could have done with that money. Imagine the less stress it would have been caused by having a couple of extra pounds each week when they're struggling to make ends meet.
Give them a cry, I lift all the same if they were to get it all at once now. You know, it would be if someone was to get a cheque for £3,000, any of us would get a lift with that.
Yes, but they should have been having that staged over weekly payments and over several months. You know, we don't know. Have people pushed themselves into debt while they were struggling to make ends meet because they didn't receive this money that they were entitled to? They're just huge questions. And the difficulty that I have is that, you know, this came to light after we pushed it. We have no local minister. In a normal political society, Frank, I would be on the Communities Committee. I would be scrutinising, challenging it with all MLAs. We would be, the minister would be championing the cause of the people who've been affected. And here, when people look to Stormont, what do they see? An empty building. And I think that's at the heart of this too. Where is the scrutiny? Where is the accountability? These are people who are already disempowered. And who can they turn to for help?
And could there be other glitches in the system? This is a pretty big one, considering the people who are affected and how much they've lost out on. Could there be other problems that we're not aware of?
Well, sadly, I think I can say with certainty that there will be. You know, Frank, this is the second time in a short space of time that the Department for Communities has had to set up specialist review teams. Several months ago, the SDLP again challenged the department after a high court ruling in England that said that the PIP system blatantly discriminated against people with mental health. When we pushed, the department said, OK, yes, we'll review all PIP cases where people had mental health conditions. So we have a review team working on that. We now have a review team working on this blunder. It's very clear that this benefit system is not working. It's fraught with failures. It's causing hurt to people. It's not empowering them. And it needs to be urgently overhauled. And sadly, this British government only reacts when it's taken to task by a high court or when it's subject to a damning independent report like an audit office one.
And what happens if a person has died in the interim and that money is due to them? Is there a possibility that they or their family would still receive it or not?
Well, these are the kind of issues that need to be worked out, exactly those types of questions and those conditions. I've asked the Department for Communities immediately yesterday when I got this information to provide me and my party colleagues and all MLAs with clear advice and guidance that we can pass on to our constituents, because my phone and social media in particular has been going hectic with people contacting me desperate, saying, I was on ESA over this period of time, am I affected? And sadly, at this point in time, all I can tell them is just wait. The department has assured me they'll write to everybody who has been affected, but there are advice helplines out there, and I would encourage people to phone and get benefit entitlement checks.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you mentioned this or not, but what percentage of the people who were on the ESA at that time would have been affected? Is it a high percentage or not?
At the minute, we haven't been given percentages. All we've been able to obtain from the department is that, by their own figures, they are sure that there are over 8,000 claimants affected. I think that's a huge number. And the impact of living with a disability and in health, the impact of not being able to work because you are sick, is huge. To find out that you've been struggling for a couple of years trying to make ends meet when you had money that you were entitled to that you were never receiving because somebody somewhere made an administrative blunder, it's just outrageous.
So if they do, and let's look at it on the positive side, if they do get the money all at once, you know, a cheque for $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it happens to be, that would be a result, but it's unlikely, isn't it?
Well, it's sorrowfully sweet, if you put it like that, Frank. You know, there's a thing better late than never, but this should never have arisen in the first place. I mean, one thing that we can say, and again, I've sought cast iron guarantees on this, is that if you do get a lump sum, that won't in any way affect the benefits that you're currently in receipt of. So you won't be penalised twice, if you like, for receiving the money backdated.
Well, that would be a plus buried in it. I suppose, Nicola, this in a way answers the question that's often asked, and I've asked it as well on air, and many other people would ask it in the papers, on radio and on television. Are the MLAs doing any work? This is an example, I suppose, of yourself doing some good work.
You know, a lot of MLAs are, and right across all political parties. I'm frustrated, Frank, because, you know, I had to dig and to ask questions. I probably, I know for sure that a committee could have got to this information much quicker. So it's in fact people living in hardship, people in my constituency, people that vote for me and vote for all of the other political parties, they're all impacted daily by things like this. And they really deserve to have politicians put their differences aside because they're not insurmountable, come to an agreement, get an executive forum, get an assembly up and running, and put people first instead of petty party political squabbling.
And in the meantime, people who are joining this late who feel they're entitled to the money, should they take a step, should their families take a step now or wait till you get notification from the department?
Well, the department has said it will make contact with people, but what I totally understand is this has unnerved a lot of people and there's a lot of confusion and unanswered questions. So there are organisations like Citizens Advice, Advice NI. We have the North Belfast Advice Partnership here in my constituency in North Belfast. Make contact with those organisations. They're trained benefits experts and they will be able to carry out a benefit calculation and try to give you some answers. I will certainly, with my party colleagues, make available as soon as we possibly can any information that we get from the department to try to reassure people and let them know what's going on. But that's the job of the department. The department needs to urgently identify every single person affected. It needs to urgently contact them and let them know what's happening and keep them updated as this process evolves.
Okay. Nicola Mallon, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you. Thank you. That's the SDLP MLA, Nicola Mallon. There may be money owed to you. Keep your eyes very wide open for any letters from the department. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, 90333105. I want to speak to Patricia Lyons, who's on this line, who's available to have a conversation with us. Patricia is indeed the services manager at the Citizens Advice Bureau in Belfast, just on the back of our story that we were doing with Nicola Mallon. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your advice to these people who may have been shortchanged by the best part of $3,000 or $4,000?
Any client who has concerns, please seek independent advice through Citizens Advice, Advice NI or the Law Centre, because a benefit check with an experienced advisor can take 5-10 minutes over the phone, and it will put people's mind at rest. And if there is then something wrong, we can then start the process. I know the department has said that they will be looking at every claim they think has a difficulty with it, but it may take to April next year.
That is quite a while, isn't it? Maybe it's understandable
it's going to take a while.
But if they speak to Citizens Advice, can you speed it along, or can you just give the green light to them being disadvantaged? Say, yeah, you have lost out. You will eventually get some money. You need to be able to do two things, don't you? Give them the confirmation that they've got that they are genuinely deserving of a repayment, but you also need to get a bit of zest into the process.
Well, hopefully, the department with the media interest may look at getting this done as quickly as possible for the 8,000 odd clients who are affected. But we can put people's mind at rest if they think they are, if they phone any of the advice agencies, and we can do a benefit check to see if there is part of their benefit missing.
And you can do that in 10 minutes. You'd be able to tell them whether or not they are relevant to
this. An experienced advisor, taking into all their details, all their personal circumstances, should be able to run past and see what they should be entitled to. I mean, we've seen this over the last couple of years when people were coming in with, especially the change from DLA to PIP, advisors do a benefit check, and that's when we noticed, your ESA is not what it should be. And we had been bringing up this to the department, but it was individual cases. We never realised the scale of it.
So there could be a significant number, as we know, 8,000 people possibly deserving of a repayment. If they do want to contact Citizens Advice, what's the easiest way to do that, Patricia?
We have our telephone number. It's 0300 1233 233, and we have an email address. Now, the advice line opens on Monday again after the holidays, but you can email in the meantime, or wait till Monday and give us a wee buzz, and we will certainly take the calls from the Belfast area.
Okay, and just one more time, give us nice and slowly, the telephone number.
It's 0300 1233 233.
Lovely. Patricia, there's an open door policy from Citizens Advice, but Monday morning, not this morning. They're still on the break, so to speak, and that money may be coming your way.